Ahoy there, scallywags and seafarers. Arabella Nightwind, back at the helm, bringing ye another rousing episode of the Pirate's Code podcast, charting a course straight to the heart of true success. Today, we be talking about one thing, one crucial treasure that be absolutely necessary in any grand endeavor. And mark me words, it may not be what you think me buckos. If you've been wondering why your ship ain't catching the trade winds of fortune, this might be the very barnacle dragging you down. So, consider this not just a gentle knock at the hatch, but a full-blown cannon blaster challenge. I be throwing down the gauntlet right here on the quarterdeck. Dare ye enter the storm? Do ye have the grit to face what lies beyond the mist? Hoist the Jolly Roger, batten down the hatches, and brace yourselves, because this be the episode where legends be made and bilge rats be left in the wake.
Gather round me, hearties, for a tale of wisdom shared with Blackbeard by an old sea dog afore me set sail on a grand voyage. He says to me, every soul must endure either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Discipline be but a few ounces, while regret weighs tons. He said, rum. Ponder on it as ye voyage, and when ye return, share with me your reckoning on this saying. So for weeks on end, I ruminated on those words whilst going about me daily chores aboard the good ship Windsor. When we met again, he says, every soul must endure either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. What say ye to that? Ahoy, shipmates! Before we embark on this voyage of discipline and regret, let it be clear. The advice shared in this video be for educational and entertaining purposes only. Blackbeard be offering his personal opinions and yarns, not professional or certified guidance. Always seek the counsel of qualified health or wealth counselors or experts for matters concerning your health or finances. Each person and family be as unique as a sea creature, and what works for one may not suit another. So, weigh anchor with care. Consult the right experts. Afore, take an action on me opinions. Fair winds, better health, and greater wealth to ye mateys. So, discipline or regret? What would I say to that? Well now, says I, first and foremost, one could likely pen a tome. That be a book in modern-day parlance about the implications and conclusions drawn from that saying. The first thought that struck me was how some sailors view life summed up in the phrase, life is a witch, and then you die. Sailors use a different word than witch, but the gist be similar. I've come to reckon that life be not so much about what befall ye, but how ye respond to the trials ye face. I've also learned that we possess far more control over our fate based on the choices we make and the deeds we do than most care to admit. The old salt nods, saying, aye, true words. All men be architects of their own fortune to some extent, yet only the triumphant be willing to claim credit for their station in life. So, what else have ye gleaned beyond the fact that life be fraught with struggle? I be contemplating how the notion of discipline or regret influences every aspect of our lives, from mundane tasks to great deeds or misdeeds, says I. Physically, ye either discipline yourself to maintain cleanliness, or ye suffer the stench and offend all around ye. Ye discipline yourself to care for your teeth, or you rue it when they rot and fall out. At home, ye either discipline yourself to manage garbage promptly, or ye regret it when the stench pervades the whole abode. Ye discipline yourself in tending to your home maintenance, or ye regret it when it leaks, crumbles, or cost ye a king's ransom to repair. In learning a trade, ye must discipline yourself to study, or regret it when ye fail and become the jest of your peers. He nods, encouraging me to continue. Ye discipline yourself to eat healthily, or regret it when sickness and weakness befall ye. Ye discipline yourself to moderate eating, or rue it when ye resemble a blue whale, burdened with all the woes of obesity. Ye discipline yourself to launder your garb regularly, or regret it when ye find yourself in haste with nothing clean to wear. Ye discipline yourself to punctuality and task completion, or rue it when ye lose your job amongst the crew and forfeit your wages. Still nodding, he bids me press on. With family, ye must discipline yourself to nurture bonds and foster relationships, or regret it when your loved ones depart or stray onto treacherous paths. The concept of discipline or regret applies to individuals, businesses, churches, states, countries, and every collective endeavor. Me heard one fellow captain remark, "The most valuable lesson of all education be to instill in ye the fortitude to do what must be done when it ought to be done, whether ye fancy it or not. 'Tis the foremost lesson one ought to learn, and however early a man's learning begins, 'tis likely the last lesson he masters." William Arthur Ward said, "The price of excellence is discipline. The cost of mediocrity is disappointment." Like choosing to discipline yourself to sharpen your cutlass, or let it rust in the scabbard with later regret. John Greenleaf Whittier be quoted as saying, "Of all the words of mice and men, the saddest are, 'It might have been.' Aye, it might have been, if only I had exhibited a little discipline." So me conclusion be this: if parents lack the love to discipline their offspring and teach them respect for authority, most of those children will find themselves incarcerated or worse. The greatest challenge be that parents often confuse discipline with punishment. Discipline be guidance and education, showing a child the path to a prosperous and fulfilling life. Punishment be but a lesson in the consequences of flouting rules or laws, hopefully imparted with love and restraint. Alas, punishment too often arises from ire or anger, leaving the child misinformed. The rigors of discipline in a child may be severe, but the regret of neglecting it be far harsher. Should parents shirk their duty, the world shall mete out its own discipline, oftentimes with graver consequences, mayhaps even fatal. Should children fail to learn the lesson of discipline or regret, their existence be naught but a succession of agonies. Denied their whims as in youth, they may flounder in employment, suffer marital woes, or turn to vice in a futile bid to evade their woes. All this primarily because their parents failed to teach them that life be not all about getting what ye desire. The needs of others must be considered, societal laws adhered to, and figures of authority accorded respect, whether personal liking be present or no. I understand that once one reaches maturity, one may choose to change and behave differently. Yet the parents bear responsibility for the initial misguidance. The old salt just smiled and grunted afore taking his leave. Reflecting on the brevity of Blackbeard's life, I reckon I should have heeded his wisdom more closely. Arr! U.S. President and adventurer Theodore Roosevelt be saying, "With self-discipline, most anything is possible." And the famous football coach and motivational speaker Lou Holtz says, "Without self-discipline, success is impossible, period." Now, go ahead and discipline yourself to follow me right now. And then go to blackbeard.world for more content. And perhaps I can help ye to avoid the reefs and shallows that sink many a ship and destroy many a life, and afore me forgets. Go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download the Blackbeard app so that we can have a little chat. See ya later, Gator.